True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
95.9 Texas Country. Love that guy. Jake Worthington at It Ain't the Whiskey, and there's no more country. Double negative. Then our buddy Jake Worthington. 8:15, I'm Eric, broadcasting from the Croker Heating and Air Studio, and of course, on location in Miami, one Bob Cole. And Bob, we got a special guest on the Celebrity Hotline.
We do. This is a guy I think we're really, frankly, proud of. He's a long time, he is FOS, my friends, a friend of the show. So 15 plus years ago, except for internally in some Texas politics, ain't nobody out there in the real world ever heard of Chip Roy. And we identified him or got to know him one way or the other, I don't know. And I started talking him into going on the air with us. And there for a while, he went on every week, and he wasn't yet had an elected office or anything. And now he is one of the forefront congressmen in Washington, D.C. You can't turn on the news any time of the night, and sometimes during the day. We'll go now to Congressman Chip Roy from Texas. And so here he is, a guy who doesn't pay lip service to loving Texas music or liking it or supporting it. I mean, he is dipped and vaccinated every way you can get. He's a conservative Republican, and yet has drawn the absolute ire of President Trump off the top of my head at least four times. Here's one. By the way, good morning, Congressman. GOP House Representative, Texas 21st District, landing in hot water once again in the Republican establishment over his disagreement with Donald Trump over raising the federal government's debt ceiling. Trump took to his social media platform, Truth Social, and said, the very unpopular, that's kind of strange, congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, is in the way of having yet another great Republican victory, all for the sake of some cheap publicity for himself. Trump wrote, as I said on social media, Republican obstructionists like Chip Roy have to be done away with. I will make sure he has a primary opponent. How are you getting along with him as of today, which it's a new day, August the 14th, because he's gone after you more than once.
Well, good morning, Bob. Great to be on the show. And for the listeners out there to remember, the reason you and I got to know each other was through the gospel show, actually. We got talking about the greatness of the Sunday morning gospel show and the importance of the radio show at the time to the community in Austin, Texas. And that's why we've known each other for such a long time. And then we talked a lot about a bunch of issues when I was working for Ted Cruz as his chief of staff, when I was working for the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, and then other times over the last, 15 years. But
and by the way, when you worked in the Attorney General's office for the state of Texas on through your career, it was in one of those many times that Ken Paxton was under indictment and all. And so you were his chief deputy assistant. You were basically running the AG's office for a long time, right?
Well, yeah, we were there, and I was working there alongside Ken and a good team at AG's office. Friends of mine that have gone on to do other things, Brantley Starr, who's now a federal judge, Jim Davis, who's now the president of the University of Texas, who's a good friend, Scott Keller, who was our solicitor general, other people. We had a really great team, and we did a lot of great things to get that office off and running. You know, look, I was Ted's first chief of staff. I was Ken's first assistant, meaning I was right under him at the AG's office. I like to be a part of those things, get them going, and then go on to do other things. And with respect to the president and I get along great. And that's what's funny. You know, the people, you know, they don't understand how these things work. The politics is supposed to be rough and tumble. When you're engaged in the heat of the battle, you're going to get involved, you're going to do things, and you're going to say things, and then there's going to be back and forth. But the question really is what's the result? So let's take that difference of opinion last December on how to handle the increase in the debt ceiling. Yeah. The president rightly didn't want to give Chuck Schumer and Democrats a reason to play games with our debt markets and the debt ceiling. Okay. Without getting in the weeds of all that, that was the right strategic perspective from his view. I represent a group that is, and not a group meaning like a group like the Freedom Caucus, I mean conservatives at large, who are not interested in continuing to lift the debt ceiling and to borrow money without substantive changes. That became the nucleus of a six-month ongoing debate all the first half of this year on how to figure out what ultimately became the big, beautiful bill that didn't exist last December. We came up with it. We came up with a way to get serious fiscal reforms. We got a lot of real changes, spending reductions, tax and spending policy to balance each other out. Real reforms to Medicaid, real work requirements on food stamps and on Medicaid. We made serious changes because we all said, guys, we need to do this. Now, remember, there were 40-something Republicans who didn't vote for that debt ceiling increase last December that was put on the floor without actual mechanical changes to our debt. So this is a process.
I'm glad to hear you explain that, and here's why. I followed that closely, all of this, including this, you know, last round. And there at the end, when it was kind of like, if you had voted the different way, that whole thing, the big, beautiful bill would have crashed. But you came around, met with the president. So you got accused by, again, folks that, understandably, you can't always add two and two and expect it to be four. It's crazy, but that's just the case. They said, well, you know, Chip Roy buckled. Actually, you won.
Well, let me be careful about how we say this, right, about win-lose. The goal of the winning and the losing here is winning and losing for our kids and grandkids.
But you just outlined what you achieved, which was what you were trying to achieve.
That is correct. And in fairness, it was a collective effort to figure out among a relatively small group of us, to be clear, in Washington, to figure out how to land this plane. How are we going to deliver something we can credibly say is fiscally responsible? And let me be clear, I still had concerns with what we ended up with, but I feel like what we ended up with was dramatically better, that we had real reforms, that we had real balance, and that ultimately we gave room for the president and the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, to do their job. And the incoming president needed to be able to get going. We need an economy to get going again. We need the president to have tools to be able to get our country on the right path. And we needed to be able to deliver on something that we felt strongly about, some amount of fiscal restraint. We got almost $1.7 trillion of spending reductions. I was being told 9 months ago we weren't going to get basically anything. I was told we couldn't touch Medicaid. We did. I was told we weren't going to reverse a lot of those wind and solar subsidies that I think are messing up our grid. We got $500 billion in reductions in those subsidies to undo a lot of the so-called Green New Deal. We call it the Green New Scam. And that's all important. And by the way, that's really important here in Texas. I have constituents furious about wind and solar interfering with their land and making our grid less stable. And we were able to get real changes. And look, the president and I, we have a very good working relationship, especially after the last 9 months.
After the floods.
My friends in the White House.
Yeah.
My friends in the White House, which I have many, as you would expect, some of them are some of my best friends in the world. We have been working together to deliver. Consider that when we only have a 2-3-4 seat gap in the House, that it takes unbelievable work to figure out how to navigate the climate and deliver. We still have a lot more work to do. I look forward to doing that, but we've so far been able to get together and come together and deliver.
And to that point, and by the way, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was just going to say social media is one piece of the puzzle. There, the reality of human engagement goes a lot farther than social media.
Well, I mean, there are 1,000 examples of Donald Trump taking to President Trump, taking to social media, declaring somebody a moron and, Ted Cruz or whatever. And you know, and a few days later, the greatest guy in the world. So it's great to hear that. And I sense that that was the case. But I did want to illustrate to folks that just kind of follow this. Hey, you are not a wacky white right-wing guy. You're pretty right-wing, but I applaud you so much and am proud of you, as we said, because, frankly, you and I have had this discussion a few times. Early on, you were kind of like, we either get it or we walk away. Well, that's gotten us nowhere. You just outlined how much you got. What was it Kinky Friedman used to say, and I loved it? The art of compromise is both parties walk away pissed off that they didn't get exactly what they wanted. And that's exactly what happened. But you got a lot of things you did, and so did he. The bill's passed, and we've moved on. Speaking of that, as valuable as you've been for our state in Washington, you know, your teeth were cut and all your background work, especially, meaning not elected office in state politics, was right here in the state. Do you ever miss that, serving on the state level, not just serving the state on the national level?
Yeah, Bob. I mean, look, let me actually put a finer point on that. Yes, very much so. And you know, my kids, they're in high school age, early high school age, you know, 14,
You're never
15.
Home, man. You're never home anymore.
Well, it's you know, it's about 50-50. I mean, we do have some time where we'll maybe it's, you know, like 2/3 of the time I'm in D.C. and the rest of the time I'm in the district. But that is difficult. But more or I guess as importantly, from a professional standpoint, as we walk through the floods in Kerrville, I spent a lot of time and I represent Kerrville and I represent Hunt and I represent that whole area. I represent the camp, all those camps along Guadalupe there. And I was immersed in that. And I got to tell you, it really tugged at my heart about how much I enjoy working with DPS, working with local law enforcement, working with sheriffs, working with the Texas Department of Emergency Management, NMCID, working with the governor, working with the governor's office to serve the people of Texas. It was a fantastic collaborative community experience in the wake of a tragedy. And what I mean by that, I mean people that are getting up every day serving their community, coming together in faith, coming together. The Community Foundation of the Hill Country has raised over $100 million, and more is on the way.
Oh, it's not even done. Eric and I were talking about three or four major concert fundraisers still to come. In fact, in a few minutes, we'll be talking with Brendan Anthony.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
About the one, that's at the Moody Center coming up, right, Eric?
Yeah, Moody Theater is this Sunday night on the 17th.
Sunday night, yeah.
Which is going to have a great lineup. I hope to be there. And then there's the event coming up on the 28th down at Whitewater with Robert Earl Keen. And then there's a precursor event on the 27th. And I should be a part of that. I've been trying to get some people included to be able to, basically, I'm not going to get into the details about what I did or didn't do, but I'm helping try to get some people involved who can't always afford those things that were intimately involved with all the events in and around the week of the floods. And so those will be good events, great events. They're going to raise much more money. You know, we saw, you know, more Bucky's gave $1 million last week. They're well over 100 million. It's the Texas way, Bob. I mean, and I've been trying to talk about this, and this is the nexus between the federal and state. Yes, I'm a congressman representing the district in Texas. Yes, my first calls on the 4th, after I knew what was going on in the district, was talking to people in the district affiliated with camps and talking to the sheriff in Kerr County. Once I knew what was going on, my first calls were to the president and to the Secretary of Homeland Security saying, we need you guys to be on high alert. I told the president I wasn't going to make the bill signing. I wanted to be focused on the floods. And they immediately said, whatever you need. You know, we got the Army Corps of Engineers, fixed wing aircraft that the secretary freed up. They were moving quickly. And then the secretary was down there that weekend. That's my job, right, at the federal level. But what I don't believe my job is to treat the federal government as an ATM to just, like, print money. We in Texas, the 8th biggest economy in the world, with our budget, our legislature, we can come together to do our job. By the way, side note, if Democrats will stop fleeing the state and denying us the ability to have a session. But we can do our job. We can do things at the community level. We can raise money as we're doing, and we're going to keep raising money, keep helping people, do it the Texas way. And I think there's a great testimony that can come out of this event.
A great testimony. Man, I'd like to seize that moment. Well, I mean, you were at all those press conferences that, you know, walks like me watched. In fact, you were part of them. But it was striking to me, and you talk about testimony. You know, when Kristi Noem first came and then the president, they kept saying, this is amazing. The way the people of Texas come together for something like this. And they kept talking about, on different occasions, this is so impressive to us because this hardly or doesn't happen in other states. Remember that?
Well, especially in the wake of what we saw happen in California at the Palisades, money that was raised and wasted,
exactly.
Regulations like and barriers to getting the job done. If you go out to the Palisades right now, hardly any movement has gone on because they're neck deep in regulations.
There's been two permits have been issued finally to rebuild. It's like nuts.
It's insane. And now, to be clear, we have our own regulatory constraints here, and I'm working on some of that, and so are some of the leaders in the state. We got to free people up. You got to be smart. But you got to free people up to be able to go get back to living. You know, I went down there that Sunday morning after the flood on Friday morning, and I was driving up to Hunt, and people were already starting cleanup. Now, they were constrained a bit because they were still in recovery mode. But where they could, everyone was moving quickly. Everyone was showing up. People from all over the state drove in to help. Thousands of volunteers. It is
the government ask us and others to help broadcast. Please don't come. It's not safe. We have an organized way.
Correct.
But everybody said, I have to be there. They kept coming.
And people did a really good job, by the way, of accepting that and then waiting and being patient to be able to serve their role and capacity. You know, some people wanted to bring food and they waited a few days. And we'd tell them, hey, hang tight, wait a few days. And they did a great job. I will say it was funny. You know, when I was down there I was down there all week. I was down there during the president's visit, And we were doing a session there with people from all over the state. And the president was introducing everybody. And he went through the list and he got to me and he goes, Chip Roy. And he goes, we spent a lot of time together last week on the big, beautiful bill. Cause you know, that was literally right after that. And he goes, man, and he kind of paused and you could tell he's figuring out what to say. He goes, and he's not easy, but he's good. And that, I think that kind of summarizes that whole exchange I'm good and proud of that. Like, that's my job. My job is to push and to pull, but to then land the plane. Because
if he hadn't wanted to work with you from that moment on, he wouldn't have allowed you to be at that table when he came in.
Well, and ultimately, we have great respect for each other, great shared interests. I think the president and his team have been doing a marvelous job on multiple fronts, trying to restore some sort of sanity in our country. I can't tell you how much better the mood in the military is, how much better the mood is in people across government, that they're no longer dealing with the insanity and craziness of the previous administration. And then for everybody coming together after the floods, what they did and what we've worked together to do. To answer your question, Bob, yes, I have a great affinity and a great affection for the people of Texas, for law enforcement, for the people here who wake up every day trying to figure out how to defend the people of Texas. And look, I'm always open in God's plan. We'll see what's next on the horizon over the years. You know, I'm in my fourth term in Congress. I'm considering lots of different options looking ahead because I really do have a heart of service for this great state. And I'll certainly keep you posted as things unfold over the time, as I always do.
And buddy, I would just easily assert, and obviously I'm hinting at something, but I would also assert that without apology, God had a plan to have you representing Texas at a couple of very critical times. But that don't mean you got to be up there forever, does it? your service, as you said, there's, four terms already. That's in the U.S. Congress,
right,
a term is it's only 2 years. So the minute he's elected to a term, he's got to go to work on the next term, right? I mean, in terms of getting reelected again.
That's right. There's a time and a season. There's a time and a season for everything. I'm always looking for God's plan on what he's got ahead for me. I know you guys got to get to a commercial break to pay the bills, but look, I just would encourage everybody. I mean, this is predominantly a great music radio station, Texas country music. Love it. My son Charlie loves it. My family listens to you guys all the time. So everybody, if you don't already have tickets, you can't get them, get to Moody on Sunday and get to Whitewater on the 28th. So many great artists. Obviously, the headliners like Robert Orkeen, but a lot of the folks that, I've come to know and love, these newer groups like, Ryan Bingham, and I think we've got Shane Smith in one of them. I mean, such a great, I can go down the whole list. Great lineup, great Texans.
Hey, you left out William Beckman,
William is great, and William, of course, was supposed to be playing at the flood. And by the way, when I was meeting with the president down there in that park in Kerrville, that's right in front of, where we always do the 4th of July in Kerrville, which I do every year with my family. We met in front of the crumpled up stage, which was 1,000 yards down the river, maybe 600 or 700 yards down the river, wrapped up in trees. The stage, the huge stage, right, was all this crumpled up mess. That's how powerful that flood was. And Beckman was supposed to play that day. And,
right, 72 hours or so before that, you had planned to be back home in the district and once again bring your family to Kerrville for that show with Robert Earl Keen and William Beckman. Yeah.
Correct. That's what we always do. And then
God's got the script.
I was like,
buddy.
No, I'm staying up in D.C. And then I was going to do it. And then as I called the president, I said, Mr. President, the floods are bad. I got to go to Texas. So I flew back on the 4th and went straight to Kerrville.
Congressman Chip Roy, thank you. Thank you for making time to check in this morning. Hey, next up on the program, he's going to be there in the Austin studio. That's our Kroger Heating and Air Studios now, Congressman. And I know you're familiar with Brendan Anthony, who was all those years the head of the governor's office of Texas Music.
My wife was at Texas A&M at the same time as Brendan. God bless him. Certainly love when he's out there on the stage playing and playing the fiddle. And he did a great job heading up Texas Music, and give him my best.
Do that right now. Congressman Chip Roy, we thank you. Take care. And I assume that Eric, Representative Anthony has also shown up because...
Representative Anthony, he is here.
Hey, Bob.
Morning.
Morning, sir. Nice interview there.
Chip is, as I said, we're a guy we're really proud of, and I know he's a big fan of yours as well, but hey, who isn't?
That was kind.
Eric, I knew he was probably there because when I called you a second ago during that conversation and you weren't there, so you must be out letting him in through all the security.
Yeah, I had to go outside and, the security to get Mr. Anthony in the studio.
Yeah. Not easy.
His security.
Yeah, they had
and ours, yeah.
They had to clean the room before he came in and make sure it was good for Mr. Anthony to show up.
That's right.
More to come with Eric and Bob here at 95.9. Good morning from Austin's Texas country.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.